One of women's magnanimities is to yield. Love, at the height of where it is absolute, is complicated with some indescribably celestial blindness of modesty. But what dangers you run, O noble souls! Often you give the heart and we take the body. Your heart remains with you. You gaze upon it in the gloom with a shudder. Love has no middle course. It either ruins or it saves. All human destiny lies in this dilemma. This dilemma, ruin or safety, is set forth no more inexorably by any fatality than by love. Love is life, if it is not death. Cradle, also coffin. The same sentiment says yes and no in the human heart. Of all the things that God has made, the human heart is the one which sheds the most light, alas, and the most darkness. God willed that Cosette's love should encounter one of the loves which save. Throughout the whole of the month of May of that year, 1832, there were there in every night, in that poor, neglected garden, beneath that thicket which grew thicker and more fragrant day by day, two beings composed of all chastity, all innocence, overflowing with all the felicity of heaven, nearer to the archangels than to mankind, pure, honest, intoxicated, radiant, who shone for each other amid the shadows. It seemed to Cosette that Marius had a